at the Mishnah, New Perek. Got it?
No.
Tfilas HaShachar Ad Chatzos. Davening Shachar Shmoneser, you have time until midday, till noon. Rabbi Omer Ad Arba Shoser says you have till 4 hours only, 4 hours in today. Tfilas HaMincha, to Dav Mincha Ad Erev, you have till nightfall. Rabbi Omer Ad Plaga Mincha, you only have up to Plaga Mincha, which is an hour and a quarter by Shos Manios, before nightfall. Tfilas HaErev, the davening at night, Marev, and Lokva, it doesn't have any set time. Mishal Musafin, the tefillah of Musaf is Kol Hayom, is the entire day. In the Mishnah and the Bavli, it's also brought down the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, which holds that it's only until 7 hours. Okay? Ksif, it says, Lav Asa Hashem Elokechem, to love God, your Lord, Ulavdo, and to serve Him, V'chol Levavchem, with all your heart, V'chol Navshchem, with all your soul. V'chiei Shavoida, is there any form of divine service? The lave, in which one does in one's heart, no, must be that there is no other form other than Ezezu Zut Tefillah. This must be referring to Tefillah, which sounds like Tefillah's Doraisa, even though earlier in the Masechta it sounded like Tefillah's Drabonon, but here it seems that it is a Doraisa. V'chein Omer, and so too it says, Elohach, your God, the Ant Palachle, whom you serve, Bitdira, frequently, who is Zevinach, he will redeem you. So here Nebuchadnezzar is addressing Daniel. What pulchan, what avodah is there in Bavel? Eizuzu tefillah, must refer to tefillah. Okay, so we see that there's an avodah shebelev, which is called tefillah. Yochol, Yochol emispao shloishton keachas. Now, this avodah shebelev, which is tefillah, can you daven all three tefillahs of the day at once? No, Pirish b'Daniel, because it's explicit in Daniel. V'zimnin klasa b'yoyma, 3 times a day, hu barech al birchoi, he bent down on his knees and he blessed Hashem. Yochim ispal chol rosh yitzah, can you dive into any direction you so desire? Tam lomer v'kavim psichin lei balisei. It says he had windows open in his second floor room, neged Yerushalayim. And this is towards Yerushalayim. Now this one is a little bit bigger print. I see you squinting.
Oh, this is...
Yeah, this one's bigger. And the problem is it has a perush on every other page, but...
I'll do it.
Okay. Yochol Mishabola Gola is that true that only did they only start davening towards Yerushalayim once they got into Golus? Maybe in Eretz Yisrael it doesn't matter in which direction you daven. Talmud Lomar, the pasuk says, Kol Kaval... The same way the Hava Ovin Min Karmas Tanoa that he did previously. In other words, even before he got to Bavel, even though they were in Eretz Yisrael, they would daven towards Yerushalayim. Yochel Mispalo Shloshtar B'chol Shoshi. Okay, so you have to daven 3 separate times. But does it mean anytime you want? No. Kvar Pirish David already said Erev Vavokev Tzoraim. Morning, afternoon. Evening, morning, and afternoon. Yochiyeh Magbiyah Kolu Mispal. Is one allowed to daven out loud? Pirish Bechano. No. It says in Chabai Chana, V'chano Yimedaber Zali V'chano spoke on her heart, which means silently. Yochiyeh Marbele. If that's the case, perhaps you can daven when thought only. In other words, why do you have to express yourself? Says Mora, no. Tamulomer Apostex Raks Vaseh on the Os. Her lips were moving. Only your lips are moving, but her lips are moving. So for this we see, you must move your lips.
So the one problem with that is, of course, that Ailey thought she was drunk.
Right, because she wasn't saying anything out loud.
Yeah. How is that followed up?
What do you mean?
I mean, if you're saying things with your mouth, so is that...
It's not with your lathe? No, but the assumption of belay, you're right. Avodah should belay... We translate it meaning to avoda in your heart. But really what it means to say is avoda, which doesn't require physical activity, as opposed to korbanos, which require physical activity. So belev is perhaps, not what the best word we could have chosen, But it indicates, I guess it indicates this thing which Chano did, which is Medaber Saliba, right? But beforehand, at the top, it meant to exclude that you have to do any actual deed with it, as opposed to Karbanos.
That's what I'm trying to say, is that for Eli, yeah, the way Chano was davening was unusual.
Oh, you mean she was right? The thing is like this, Chazal even go for so far as to say that Chana was the first person ever to daven. In other words, before Chana came along, so actually people just bring karbanos. When they didn't bring karbanos, so I don't know exactly what they did, but there certainly was no set form of tefillah. So therefore I would say, yes, it was a novelty for Eli, but it set the tone, because it was never done, certainly not in the Mishkan, but that set the tone subsequently for all generations. So it was a novelty, but there was something from which we derive all the subsequent forms of tefillah.
They didn't daven
right. I don't know. I guess although that seems like an astounding thing. I mean, what would they do if somebody was Ichveis and
she was davening.
What?
About Moshe.
Well, he was more conversing with God as opposed to davening. But that's it does beg the question, what exactly happened before Chana came along? But in fact, Chana is the first person we know who actually davened in the way we talk about davening nowadays. Throughout Sefer Yeshua, Yeshua davened. Yeshua asked God to do certain things for him. But throughout Sefer Shoftim, we never find anybody else really. I guess Shimshon davened. Truth is, it's impossible to say Chana is the first person davened. Other people in the Tanakh. Yeshua davened and Shimshon davened. There are a whole bunch of tefillos. So I don't know. I'm not sure. It is strange why Eli did not thought she was drunk.
Because
she's
a woman.
What? So I mean, she should have been familiar with other forms of. Yeah, first one's first. The women of the wall. She was the first one. Okay. Now we also learn out. Am Rabbi Yossi, okay, tzad how so merachish b'stif soysov. You mumble with your lips. That's how you daven. Am Rabbi Yossi merachina mina pasuk hazeh. From this pasuk, lomid arba dvarim. You learn four things. V'chanim he medaberos aliva. Chana spoke on her heart. Mikan shat fila tzur kavana. On her heart means she had kavana. Rocks v'sen also the lips are moving. Mikan shu tzurach larachish b'soysov. From here you learn you have to enunciate with your lips. The call lo yishma, our voice is not heard. Bikanchli agbi adam is called bispar from you. That person should not raise his voice in daven. Ve'achshve Eli shikar, Eli thought she was drunk. Bikanchar shikar also released by Leo. From here we see that a drunk person is not allowed to daven. Okay. Milsa the Chana Baraba. Otherwise, what is the game said? Milsa the Chana Baraba pliga. The words of Chana Baraba argue on this. In other words, the following case, the Pnei Moshe is a different shop. I'm going to learn it like the Charedim. The words of Chana Baraba, which we're about to learn, argue on the previous Gemara. The Chana Baraba Amar El Chavraya, Chana Baraba said to his friends, Neimel Chum Ilsa Tavas, I wanted to tell you a good thing. The Chamis L'Rav, which I saw Rav doing. Farmisa come into Shmuel, and I said in front of Shmuel, the come and Shmuel rose, V'nashke Apumi, I might kiss me in my mouth for having said such a wonderful thing. What did I see by Rav? Baruch Ato, when he would say Baruch Ato Shulchan, he would bend down. Baruch Kiris Hashem, when he would say Hashem, when he came to mention Hashem's name, Zokef, he would stand upright again. Now, how do you see that this argues in the previous Gemara? How is this argument in the previous Gemara?
He heard him say it.
He heard how Rav was davening. Same Moshe didn't figure that out. The same Charedim says that he saw him die. He heard the words. Otherwise, how would he know when he was bowing down and standing up? Could be. The same Moshe says that this Gemara is out of place. It's really a Gemara which appeared. We did have it before in the first pack and just got copied here. But the Charedim makes it flows much better.
Couldn't read his lips. Yeah.
That's right. His towels over his head. That's right. Okay, you must have heard it. Says the Gemara. Shmuel says, Varam Ris Taima. I'll say the reason why Rav would stand up straight before he would say the Shem Hashem. Hashem Zoykev Kufumi, because Hashem straightens those who are bent over. Rabbi Yami said, Lomi Stab, this doesn't make sense. The law Amar, doesn't it say Ela Mipnei Shmi Nichasu? That rather before, I'm not sure this pasuk is, but before my name, people bow down. Rabbi Yam, Rabbi said, Ilavaksi Bishmi Nichasu. If it would have said that in my name people bow down, Havayos, then you'd be right. Havayos, Leis Ksiv, it doesn't say that. Ella, what does it say? Ella, leiskiv, ella mipnei shmi nichasu. Mipnei is like lifnei. Before my name, people bow down. But when they get to the name, then they stand back up again. Who called them? Be previously, before the name is mentioned, you're bending down. When you mention the name, then you stand upright. Now, Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda said, by Matzi Bekala, he would daven out loud. Rabbi Yoina, and this is not in the Bible, this is a logical thing, which I myself do occasionally. Rabbi Yoina could have a matzah. I've never saw it before this, but it's logical. Rabbi Yoina could have a matzah b'knishta. Rabbi Yoina, when he would daven in shul, have a matzah b'lechisha. He would daven silently. Could have a matzah go basic when he would daven in his house, have a matzah b'kala. He would daven out loud. Why did he do that? I would do it because it's easier for me to mechaving when I'm at home when I daven louder. But he did it at the Yalfun B'nai Beisei in order that the people in his household, his wife and his kids, should learn slow simonet, should learn how to daven from him. So it's like a chinuch thing. Okay? Amar Eimana, Raimana said, U'B'nai Beisei Di'Abba. The members of the household of my father also Yalfun slow simonet, they learned how to daven from hearing the their father daven out loud. Now, the where do we learn the three tefillos from? The first drasha here is not in the Bavli. Three times the periods of the day change. Morning is a different period from afternoon, is a different period from nighttime. So therefore, for each period of change, you need a new tefillah. And therefore, b'shachar, and this we don't have this minhag. Tzarech adam loyim in the morning, a person has to say, "Moi daniel fenecha Hashem Elokai v'Elokei Avosai." I thank you, the God, the Lord of my Lord and the Lord of my fathers. Shotzei sani, you extricated me me'afei lora from darkness to light. B'mincha, when a person gets to mincha, tzarech adam loyim, a person say, "Mo daniel fenecha Hashem Elokai v'Elokei Avosai." K'shem shizikan d'ros chama misra. Thank you for just as I merited seeing the sun in the east this morning, kach zochitzi l'rosa b'marav, so too now I have merited seeing in the west. By erev, in the night, tzarech lomar yisrael to say, "Yirotzom v'nech Hashem Elokai v'Elokei Avosai." K'shem shizikan b'afela, just like last night I was in darkness. V'otzosani l'ora, he took me out to light. Kach totzieni me'afela l'ora, so too now he's taking me out of today's darkness to light tomorrow morning. So all these three davening, we don't have these tefillos. Right, they're nice tefillos, right? Yeah, we don't say them. It's okay. There's no reason not to, but I guess they found this used at some point. The next drush we do have in the Bavli. Reb Shimon Levi Amar, tefillos me'avos l'mdum. I'm sure you're all familiar with this. We learned the tefillos from the avos. Tefillos hashachar me'avraham avinu. The morning davening learned for Avraham Avinu. Meshkim Avraham Baboka Avraham rose early in the morning. Elamokam Asheram Atshom Espnei Hashem. Still the place we stood there before God the previous day. Vein Amidah Tefillah to stand is davening. Kamad the Tamer, like it says, Vayamot Pinchas Vayfel. Pinchas stood and davened. Tefillah Samincha Mitzchok Avinu. We learned Mincha from Yitzchok. But as it says, Vayetze Yitzchok Lasoch Masada. Yitzchok went out to talk in the fields. Vein sicha tefila, and sicha is tefila. Kamada tamar, like it says, like you say, tefila loani kiyatov, a tefila for per person when he wraps himself. And from here we learn that what do you do when you daven? Wrap yourself in a talus, right? Tefila loani kiyatov, leave now Hashem mishpoch sicha before God he pours out his conversation. Tefila tzeirav miyakovinu marav, we learn from Yaakov. Five Gaba Makom Vilacharm Yaakov came to that place and he rested there. Ve'ein Tfigia El Tfila, and Pegia means Tfila, means to daven. Come on, the Tamer, like it says, Pagu Yivku no Hashem tzvokos, they will be pogea here, meaning tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vomer, and so too it says, Hashem said Moshe Rabbein to Moshe Rabbeinu, Al tisab, oh. No, this is a pasuk in Yirmiyahu, I apologize. Al tisab adom rino, do not bear for them, do not upraise for them praises, tefillah and davening, valtif gabi, and do not ask of me favors. That's one way of dashing tefillos. Rabbanan Amri Rabbanan say tefillos mit midim gomru. They learned the tefillos from the korbanos tamid. Tefillos hashachar is mit tamid shachar. Learned from tamid shachar, from the morning tamid. As a kevus achatas avokah, you do one lamb in the morning. Tefillos mincha mit tamid shemen arba'im. Learned from tamid shemen arba'im, the afternoon tamid. As a kevus hashen tasa arba'im, the second lamb you do in the afternoon. Tfilas ha'erev, the nighttime davening, ma'ariv, lamotzu ba'medli tloiso. It's not linked to any korban. Says the Gemara, v'shanu also stop. They just said it, put into place, without any linkage to any korban. Hada yidetzninan, and that's why it says in our Mishnah, the tfilas ha'erev, ilokva. The nighttime davening is not linked to any korban, so it has no set time. Any time during the night. That's what Vishal Musaf of Musaf is the entire day, because the Kar Musaf, which was brought on Yontif for Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh, could be brought any time during the day, from the morning till the evening, between the Tzmidim. All right, Chum, right, Chuma says, and this is in the Bavli, Odi Kavu Osa, the Marav is also set corresponding to a certain activity in the Beis HaMikdash, Kineged Ichul Evorim P'torim. It corresponds to the consumption of the limbs and the fats, which would be consumed in the Mizbeach the entire night. Okay. Midivrei Torah lomad Rabbi Yehuda. Where Rabbi Yehuda learned that you'd only get 4 hours for Shachris? So learn that from the Torah. The Tani Rabbi Shmuel said, and learned that Abraisa, the Chama Shemesh V'Nameis. When the sun got hot, the moon would melt. And that signified the end of the morning. When does the sun get hot? Barbershows. 4 hours in the day. Ato Oimer Barbershows in 4 hours into the day. When Elibsheshows, maybe it gets hot at midday, at noon. No. Kshuaymer Kechoma Yom, when it says the heat of the day, Hare Sheshar Mor, the heat of the day is the sixth hour. What does it mean when only the sun is hot, and that's when the mud would melt? That's Barba Shos. Now, the Yerushalmi is out of order here, because the Yerushalmi, which actually explains the distinction between Chom Yom and Chom HaShemesh, is a few lines hence. And probably that line, which appears 2 lines or 3 lines from here, should be up here. But I'll tell you outside, and then we'll see it outside in a minute. The reason, the difference between Chom Yom and Chom HaShemesh is Chom HaShemesh is when in the sun it's hot, but not in the shade. Chom Yom is when even in the shade it's hot. So therefore, when's it Chom HaShemesh? After 4 hours. The sun is already hot, but the shade is still cool. At noontime, not only is the sun hot, but the shade is hot as well. So Avraham Avinu was Yeshir Pesach Ol Chom Yom, that's at high noon. Chom HaShemesh V'Namos, that's 4 hours into the day. Okay? Says the Gemara. Again, as I said, this is out of order, so now we go on to a slightly different topic. V'at Dorish, and you say, the Yudarshan, Baboker, you meaning, forget who this is. It's continuation. Vad Dorish, now you make a drasha baboker baboker. It says in the mon boker, baboker baboker, each and every morning they will go out to collect the mon. So make a drasha. It says baboker twice. Ma baboker shenamar la'alon, just like the boker which applies to the mon, was bar b'shos up to 4 hours of the day. A baboker shenamar kad, so to the boker for tamid shel boker, right? The tamid shel shachar, it was also until 4 hours. Okay? Avkan, Abba Boker Nekan Barba Shos, it's 4 hours into the day. Arba Shoin, and we had to again now explain the Choma Yom versus the Choma Shemesh. Barba Shoin Shim Shochamin. After 4 hours, the sun is hot for Tula Courier, but the shade is cool. B'shishoin, after 6 hours, Shimsho Chamin V'Tula Chamin, both the sun and the shade are both hot. Okay? Amrei Tanchuma, Rabbi Tanchuma said, Mao Kechom Ayoma, it's like the end of the day, B'shosh Ein Tzel Kobriya, when no creature has a shadow. When is that? At high noon, nobody has a shadow. So nobody says this, but I wanted to say this. This is Yerushalmi, and we get to be creative. So how do we know Kechomayo means that you could have no shadow? So this is my taina. In Aramaic, the word chame, we had it before. That here it said by Rab Chana Barabba said chamis l'rav. So what does chamis l'rav mean there? I saw rav. So chami in Aramaic means to see. So what it means, kechom ayom, is where everywhere you look, all you see is the day. Why? Because at high noon, nobody has any shade. So that's what I think kechom ayom is. See, I'm picking up the Yerushalmi stuff, the Yerushalmi mindset. Okay? That's what I think the drasha is. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yasa, Matzi v'tlashoi. Rabbi Yasa would daven by 3 hours. Rabbi Chia Barva, the Matzi B'Tlashoy also daven 3 hours. Rabbi Brachia, however, Chamunei, they saw him Kari Kriyashma, reading Shema Matzli besides Tlashoy and davening after 3 hours. And, as you well know, there were no chassidim back then. And how could he do this? Well, then we learn, HaKori Mikan Ve'echlo Hivzi Kona Meshukori B'Torah. Somebody reached Ma after 3 hours, he didn't lose by doing so because he's like somebody who's laning. But how could Rab Brachia miss the time of Shema? Right? How could such a thing happen? Says Gemara, Neymar, let's say, Kvar Kiva Mahu Shemayim Bonoso. He already accepted Shema. He said Shema earlier. And for some reason, he was delayed. He couldn't daven the full davening until after 3 hours, before 4 hours, but Shema he had said earlier in the day. Says the Gemara, Imeidus. It's possible that Rabbi Yehuda learned not from the Mon, but from a certain testimony, a certain Maisa Shehoya, which occurred. The testimony here means that we recount a certain happening which happened in Jewish history. What's Imeidus Lamad Rabbi Yehuda? It could be that if from testimony Rabbi Yehuda learned this halacha that he get to daven up to 4 hours. It's from Demar Rabbi Simon Vadarach Rabbi Simon Sebesher Shur Malevi Tezer Shur Malevi Bimei Malchus Yovan. In the days of the kingdom of the Greeks, which was in the days, as the Mefarshim pointed out, of the Chashmonoi. So it was a civil war. The Bali runs down that there was a civil war between Yost, Yonasan, and Hyrcanus, two members of the Chashmonai dynasty. They were fighting, two brothers. They were fighting each other. So, though, so every day the people in Yerushalayim were under siege, would lower two buckets outside the city in order to bring up sheep for the carbon tamid shell, carbon astami. They lowered down two buckets of gold for the Umal Ian, and the people outside, the people who waged the war with them, would raise up Shtei Tloim, two sheep. Pamachas, one time, Shushlu Shtei Kupa Shozov, they lowered two baskets of gold, Vayumalem Shtei Gedoim, but instead of sending up two sheep, they sent up two goats. Which is okay. You're allowed to use goats for the carbon timing. But they didn't want to, because they always use sheep. But Shoshua, at that time, Heyer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu name, Hashem illuminated their eyes. They found two sheep which have been checked. In other words, you have to check korbanos 4 days before you bring them. So they found two sheep which have been set aside 4 days, at least 4 days previously, Belishkas HaTloim, in the chamber where the sheep were kept, which somehow they had not noticed previously. I'll also show on that time, on that day, when things were going late because they sent them out goats instead of sheep. Hey, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bar Barba, Rabbi Yehuda Barba testified, Al Tomit Shul Shachar Shkori Barber Shals. At the Tomit Shul Shachar, by the time they get everything fair and squared away, so then it took them until the fourth hour. So this is the source which we see that Tomit Shul Shachar, by extension, Tfilah Shachris, we have to 4 hours. What?
Is that the final? I don't think so. 4 hours, I don't think that's the right answer.
4 hours, not the right answer?
For Shachris.
It is the right answer.
It is.
Huh? Surprise. You get 4 hours for chakras.
That's all, yeah.
0 for 1 tonight.
No, here's the question.
Yes.
Okay, certain parts of the chakras, but not the whole thing. Maybe other parts. You got more.
Max 4 hours.
That's it.
After the fourth hour, you still dive until noon, but you don't have the reward of tefillah b'zmano. It's not the proper time to daven. It's a lesser level of davening. Okay? Says the Gemara, Om Rabbi Levi, Rabbi Levi said, Api me machus harisha zos, even in the days of this evil kingdom, hoyim v'shalshim shtei kubo shel zov, they would lower down two buckets full of gold. Now, the Bavli Yerushalmi is not in agreement about this, because you Bavli brings down this Maisa as having happened at the end of that civil war. The Maisa were about to learn. It brings down as having happened at the end of that civil war between Hyrcanus and Yonasan. According to the Bavli, there was no innocuous thing with Hyrcanus and Yonasan where they sent they asked for a sheep and we gave them goats instead. That's not brought down. This Maisa, which were battling, which Yerushalmi attributes to the time of the Churban, the Bavli attributes to the time of Hyrcanus and Yonasan in times of the Chashmonai. Okay, but let's see the Yerushalmi. Avnir Machus Vishwasos, so too at the time of our evil kingdom of the Romans, they would lower down towards the end when Yerushalayim besieged, they would lower down two baskets of gold. They would raise up two sheep. Ubisov, at the end, when it happened, Shushlem Shtei Kupa Shozov, they lower down two baskets of gold. Ve'elem Shtei Chazirim. But the Romans sent up, instead of two sheep, they sent up two pigs. Ve'espigulagil Ratiyachoma. The pigs that were not able to reach halfway up the wall, until one pig stuck his hooves into the wall, and the wall shook miraculously. The kofetz arboim paras meretz Yisrael, and the pig jumped 40 parsa out of Eretz Yisrael. In the Bavli it says that Eretz Yisrael itself shook. But here it says the pig jumped out of the Holy Land. Okay? Bosa Shua at that time, as a result of that, the episode, not as a result, but the leading up from that episode, subsequently, Garmo Avonos, our Averus, caused us to Ubatal Atomid, to have the Atomid canceled, the Chorev Avais, and that led right up to the destruction based on English. My time in Rabban. Okay, that's all Rabbi Yehuda. What's the logic of Rabbanon who say they get up to 6 hours? I'll tell you. Shnayim Layom. It says that the Tzminim were brought to... Excuse me? Well, we haven't learned... I haven't learned getting in the Yerushalmi yet. There were many... Even in the Bavli, there's several factors which contributed to the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. This might be one of the factors, not the only factor. Okay? Says the Gemara... my time the Rabbi, what's the larger Rabbi to say that you get 6 hours for chakras? Zeh shnayim leyom, bring two tzminim a day. Chalokis ayom, divide the day in half. Time of the Rabbi Yehuda, what's the logic of Rabbi Yehuda, who says you only get to 4 hours? Shnayim leyom doesn't mean that you divide the day in half, rather means chavil yom. They're the day's obligation. Shtayim leyom doesn't mean you get half the day for each one, but you get two lawyers to go in before God for you each day. Shtayim leyom, you should check them with the intent of using them that day, not the next day, which is no good. And shtayim leyom, two a day that you should check them opposite the sunlight. Okay, how does that work? Says the Gemara, that's that which we learned Tamon over there in Sechta Tomid, I would like to say. I don't know where this is. Taman means, oh, yeah, but here it means there. So there, I think here refers to himself in tongue, but I don't see any Mar Mokum on the side. But anyway, it says, Tomit Shoshachu and Ishrael Kerem Arovitz Tzvonis. In the morning, they used to shech the carbon Tomit on the southwest, on the northwest corner. Al Tabashni and the second ring there, which was to hold the animals straight when they were shechting them. So it was shecht in the west, which is opposite the sun, which is rising in the east. And the evening, vice versa. In the evening, was shechted on the northwest corner, Al Tabashni and the second ring, Kenegar Ayom, opposite the day, which is now setting in the west. And this is only she has to know which was shecht in the morning, veza and nishchat arvis, and which was shecht in the evening. In other words, this is a sign to people that which carbon tumid were doing at the time. I'm not sure why it's so important to know that, but it's in order to know which carbon tumid we're doing. Okay, says the Gemara, Rabbi Chia b'shem Rabbi Yochanan said, and by the way, I found this fascinating, but this appears again in today's Daf Yomi. Rabbi Chia is quoting Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was younger than Rabbi Chia. Rabbi Chia was I assume they're chronologically younger, but certainly in terms of stature. Rabbi Chia is one of the last Tanoim. Rabbi Yochanan is Namora. And nonetheless, here we find Rabbi Chia quoting Rabbi Yochanan. So obviously, even though Rabbi Yochanan was a junior Talmid, Rabbi Ranossi, Rabbi Yochanan was a senior Talmid, there was a great deal of respect from Rabbi Chia for Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Chia says, name Rabbi Yochanan, Tfilas HaMincha, Tfilas Musafin, if you have a choice, where that Mincha, where that Musaf. Right, it's in the afternoon, you had a long chazan for Shacharis. So now you have the choice where to have Mincha or Musaf first. We paskin Tfilas HaMincha Kodemes. Mincha comes first. Of course, we have the principle of Tadir, Sheino Tadir, Tadir Kodem. Mincha is a more prevalent davening, right? So therefore, it's more prevalent, it comes first. Have a boiler member, they want to say, Kshein B'yonk Deis Baal, that's all the truth, there isn't enough time to daven both Mincha Musaf. So if you have a choice, daven, which is more frequent, daven Mincha. If there's enough time, in order they spell shem. If there's enough time, down both. Tfilas musaf kodemes and down musaf first. That was what we wanted to say. However, Rabbi Zeir b'shem Rabbi Yochanan said, "Afilu yesh b'yom kodei l'spal." Even though there's enough time in the day left to daven shnei, both of them, tfilas mincha kodemes, mincha comes first. Again, tadir v'sheino tadir tadir kodem. That's more frequent, takes precedence. Rabbi Nosson bar Tuvia said b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, "Afilu yesh b'yom kodei l'spal shnei, tfilas mincha kodemes." The exact same idea repeated by him. Actually, we do. We do. We just very rarely come upon that. But we paskin, if you have a choice between Mincha and Musaf, then you daven Mincha first.
Even if there's enough time for both.
Think back when the last time you were passing me in such a situation was.
Simchas Torah.
It's an annual event. And a Chanami, if it happens, it will say it's supposed to really daven Mincha first. The reason why we don't do it, I forgot. But you're supposed to.
Because you were drunk at the time.
No, probably said. I'm going to show you that I'm right. Reish Pei Vav Dalet in the Mishnah Shulchan Aruch. Hayel Vanav State Fields, if you have two davenings before you, Achas Shemincha v'Achas Shemusaf, Musafin, right? Kigon, such as Sheichel Ispal Musaf, Ad Vav Shos, Din Dam Mincha Musaf till after six and a half hours, 12:30, Shizman Fields Mincha, Sarach Lispal Shem Mincha Tchila. They have to have mincha first, v'chagel shem musaf. How v'yeshomim? Skipping the Ramah, but of course, but the Yevet, if you did musaf first, yotzi regardless. However, v'yeshomim daya dafkush and tzarech atlis palos shneim. Some say it's only if now you have to have both. Can go to rotz lechol, such as if you want to eat, also lechol atchis pal mincha. You're not allowed to eat until you daven mincha. Avlim ain't tzarech atlis pal mincha yochol atlis shem musaf. But if you don't daven mincha now, because you're going to daven mincha later, you have a set time, let's say you daven mincha, then you're allowed to daven musa first. However, that's only, as we will see, as a matter of fact, in a minute, That's why it's mincha gdolah time. You know, I do have a larger one here. I see it's like a protest. That's only if it's already mincha ketana time. But in other words, it's already late in the day. It's 9.5 hours into the day. However, if it's still mincha gdola time, then you have your option that musaf now mincha later, but it's mincha ketana time, which almost never happens. But hypothetically, if it happened, then you have to have mincha first. V'yesh mishahora, and then there are those who say, and this is probably the logic of Simchas Torah, she'en oisik kem b'tzibur lakdin tfilas mincha l'tfilas musaf, and in tzibur, we don't have in mincha before musaf, kadesh lo yitu, and other people shouldn't make any mistakes, I guess, get confused. So obviously there's enough kulas to rely on to daven musaf before mincha, even on Simchas Torah, but it is on the books that there is such halacha. Okay? Says the Gemara further. We're on Lamina Beis. I believe we just turned the page, right? Just now we did. Vatani, didn't we learn? Do we get to the bottom page and then turn? Okay. Vatani, and didn't we learn Ikdin Tefilas Mincha Tefilas Musaf in Yotza? Didn't we learn that if you die Mincha before Musaf, you're Yotze? Now, in the Yushal, the following question we're about to learn in the Bavli would be b'di'eved in l'chatchil olo. Says b'di'eved, it sounds like b'di'eved you might say mincha before musa, but not l'chatchila. But look at the lashon the Yushalmi asked for that question. L'sho'ava, if you're there already, ha b'tchil olo, but not if you're coming to begin with, because that's really what the words l'chatchil and b'di'eved mean. L'chatchila means before the fact. And b'di'evet means kishavat, after you did the fact already. So that's the same question, just with different lashonis. I wonder if the word b'di'evet ever appears in the Mount in the Yerushalmi. All right, says the Gemara. I stopped in the middle of the question. L'shiavar sounds like b'di'evet. Ha b'tchila lo b'da, but the chatchila you're not supposed to do it that way. So he explained, this is talking about where the time of tefillas mincha is not yet come. And this is where the Ramah got his halacha from. I told you the Ramah says that if the time of mincha ketana has already come, then you must have a mincha before musaf. So here the Mefarshim say this means the time mincha ketana is not yet come. This is when it's between mincha gdol and mincha ketana, means between 12:30, 6.5 hours, and 3:30, 9.5 hours. At that time, it's still preferable to daven musaf before mincha. Okay, where do we find this? God is Rabbi Shimon Levi. This is like that which Rabbi Shimon Levi had in Maisa. Rabbi Shimon Levi mafkil talmid used to tell his talmidim, in havelchon aristo, if you have a big meal to go to, umata yoyim alishisho, and it's ready 6.5 hours, in other words, time for mincha. Add the lo tiskun lariston. Before you go into the meal, to heaven matzlun de minchasa. Again, the time came, 6 hours a day. Ad lo tiskun lariston, before you go into the big meal, to heaven matzlun, the mincha saw, you should daven mincha ad the lo taskun, before you go into the meal. So, this is a very interesting thing that Mefarshim say. The Yerushalmi before did not have any source for the concept mincha gedolah except for this brisa. In the Bavli, there's a brisa brought down with Tosef that says explicitly it's the concept mincha gedolah, which starts from 12:30, again, 6.5 hours into the day, as opposed to mincha ketana starts 9.5 hours a day. Yerushalmi didn't know there was such a concept. Yerushalmi says, how do we know there's such a concept mincha gedolah? From this brisa. It's not even brisa, it's the statement of Rabbi Shimon Levi. From this statement of Rabbi Shimon Levi, Damora, that he told Talmidim once that before you go to a big meal, If it's already after 6.5 hours, daven mincha. Say Yerushalmi, ah, from this maisa, and this is the point you made a few days ago, the Yerushalmi bases a lot on maisa. Says Yerushalmi, for this maisa, I can deduce that there's a concept of mincha gedola. Once I know the concept of mincha gedola, I can explain the previous price. Previous Brisa said there's a time when it should daven musa before mincha, and a time it should daven be with mincha before musa. So now I can resolve it. Once I know from the maisa that Rav Shimon Levi is concept mincha gedola, when do I daven musa prior to mincha, even though they're both relevant, when it's mincha gedola time. When do I daven mincha before musa when they're both relevant, when it is mincha katana time.
So,
it seems that way. Yes. By virtue of the fact that this isn't there is a Tosef that says such a katana mincha gdoila. And the Bavel, the Yerushalmi, still to resort to this mitzvah, Shimon Levi Damora, it seems that they did not have the same Tosefta.
Well, I guess the
Tosefta
should necessarily
not necessarily, not like we heard last week. I guess not. That's, I was thinking the same thought. Says Mara, the Kavu Plaga Mincha. When is the Plaga Mincha? When is the end of Plaga Mincha? Now you have to bear this in mind. We, generally today in Chicago, we don't use the Plaga Mincha. We don't really use it for anything. Except what?
Erev Shabbos.
Erev Shabbos. In the summer, we use Plaga Mincha in order to make shuls of Charmakbid. Munata will daven mincha before plag, and then marav after plag. That's what we use it for, right? The thing is that there are places such as Detroit, where I go quite frequently, where in the summer there's shuls that will daven all summer mincha before plag and marav after plag. But here, that the Bavli is making, the Yerushalmi is saying that the time of mincha ideally is between 9.5 hours, which is the beginning of Plaga Mincha, and 11.75 hours, which is the end of Plaga Mincha. 10.75. So you really only have 1.25 hour slot for Mincha. That's it. Again, from this Maisa of the Shulman Levi. Certainly that indicates to us that they didn't like Mincha Gdoila. So ideal time to daven mincha is that slot between 10 hours and 45 minutes, with 11 hours minus a quarter, literally. Tama Tanina. Now, where do we learn the beginning of Plaga Mincha from? Tamid Nishchat. We learned that on Erepay, normally the time was shechted at 8.5 hours. Bikorim b'teisha mechza, and a sacrifice at 9.5 hours. Okay, taking hours on the clock on an equinox day, that would be it was shechted at 2:30, and the blood was placed in his bech at 3:30. Okay, Arbi Pesachim, Erev Pesach, when they had to sacrifice Kor Pesach after the Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im, so they would shech the Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im early. Nishra b'sheva mechza, again using clock hours, we shechted at 1:30. The Kor b'shmona mechza, and it'll be put on the Mizbech at 2:30. Bein Mechol, where the Erev Pesach came out on a weekday, Bein Shabbos or Shabbos. Rabbi Yirmiya boy, Rabbi Yirmiya asked, if that's the case, Hacha boy Avid Mincha Shtei Shos Umechzo. Here you want to make Mincha start 2.5 hours, Mincha would start 2.5 hours. There, you would have a slot of mincha for 2.5 hours, which is from 8 and it's a little bit less than 2.5, but 8.5 till 10.75. That gives you 2.5 hours approximately. V'tamon, right? V'achat of mincha shol shol semechta. The on Erev Pesach you get a larger bracket, right? You get 3.5 hours approximately, from 7.5 to 10.75. So which is it? Well, which one do we use? Says more. Rabbi Yossi said, look, you know what? We use neither. The time slot of Plaga Mincha was not devised in conjunction with the Tamid itself, but rather it's linked to the Ketores. And the Ketores Why is that? Matam, why? Tikon tfilasi. My tefillah should be properly accepted. Ketores lefonecha. As incense before you. Masas kapai, when I raise my hands, minchas erev in the carbon, and the tefillah mincha in the evening. Oh, so it's linked to the ketores. If it's linked to the ketores, how do we have to learn it? Seisha achas li suko. You take off an hour for the time it takes to do the ketores. In other words, from the time of Tomei Shebein Arbaim, it would take another hour to prepare the ketores, and then they would make it. So we'll take Pesach. We'll use our Pesach as our barometer, because that's the time when they did the earliest Korban Tamid. So the Korban Tamid was done, slaughtered at 1:30, sacrificed at 2:30, and the ketores, they start preparing then, and they actually put it on the golden Mizbeach an hour later at 3:30. So from this we deduce that again on an equinox day you get from the 9.5 hours, which is 3:30, another hour and a quarter from that to the 10 to 10 hour 45 minutes, which is till 4:45. Okay, and that's the end of the period of mincha. Says the Gemara, this is not in the Bavli, by the way, as far as I recall, the Ketores issue. Says the Gemara. Two and a half hours. Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina, you know, now I realize I made a mistake. Shtei shos u'mechza means that you made mincha 2.5 hours before shkia. I was wrong with what I said before. I said that the shos u'mechza means you get a window of 3.5 hours, and shtei shos u'mechza means you get a window of 2.5 hours. That's not what it means. It starts either two. The question was, when does it start? Does it start 2.5 hours before Shkia, or does it start 3.5 hours before Shkia? Because on Erev Pesach, I can make the case that it starts 3.5 hours before Shkia, because they sacrificed the Korban Pesach. The actual sacrifice was 3.5 hours before Shkia at the 8.5 hour mark in the day. Whereas the rest of the year, the actual sacrifice of Korban Pesach was 2.5 hours before Shkia at the 9.5 hour mark into the day. So that's why, which mark do we use? And the Gemara says we use neither. What we do is we take the Tomid of Erev Pesach and its Ketores. And we say the Tomid of Erev Pesach was sacrificed 3.5 hours before the end of the day, and then an hour later they would do the Ketores, which is 2.5 hours before the end of the day. That's the beginning of the Mincha period. Half of that you get for Mincha. Now, 2.5 hours at the end of the day.
Still comes out to be 9.5 hours.
9.5 hours, right. That's correct. In other words, we use the 9.5 hour mark, which is the Ketores benchmark of an Erev Pesach. That's what we use. Okay? Which is Mincha the rest of the year. But the Ketores of Erev Pesach. That's the earliest time the Ketores would be brought on Erev Pesach. And since 3:30. On Erev Pesach, the Mincha, the Ketores of Shebein Arbaim, would be slaughtered at 1:30, sacrificed at 2:30, an hour later at 3:30, which is a 9.5 hour, is when they would bring the Ketores. Oh, so that's the beginning of Mincha time. And you get a plag from there to the end of the day to daven Mincha. A plag means a half. How much is there from 9.5 till the end of the day? 2.5. You get an hour and a quarter. That's plag a Mincha. Half of that you get from Mincha. That's your window. Okay? Now, in contradistinction to that, excuse me, hour and a quarter before Shkia. That's by then you must have Mincha. We are not makbid on this Bizman Hazeh, obviously, right? However, what do? We do like Rabbi Yitzchak ben Chanina. Rabbi Yitzchak ben Chanina, you're mispalim dimdumei chama. Now, the truth is almost all of the Mepharshim, 9 out of 10 Mepharshim will you ask, say the Rabbi Yitzchak ben Chanina holds, you have to daven dimdumei chama means in the morning, when the sun is rising. Dimdume, I believe, probably comes to the notion of red. You know, dimdume chama, when the redness of the sun is apparent. But that's as the sun is rising. And that's clearly as the sun is rising is kidei she'elov moresh shamayim. Kol hayom. So in order to have the fear of heaven the entire day. So that sounds clear like the morning. But we also take dimdume chama to be in the evening. okay, at sunset. So as a matter of fact, the Hasidim would daven after sunset, say, Dimdume Chama means when the sun has already gone down altogether. Silence, right. The mama of the sun. Which means not when it's red and still shining, but going down. Rather, after it's already down. What?
By your shia, it says the word
dumb. Dumb means still silent, right? So this is the from here the Hasidim learn that you da, they daven after shkia. Okay, says the Gemara. Rabbi Yisrael Rechina. Rabbi Yisrael Rechina said, "Vehi chalki meimei. My portion be imam mispalim dumu chama. Those who daven with him dumu chama. Matam why? Azos yispal kol chosid alechol eitz mitzo." It says on this, every pious person should daven to you for a time of time which is found, in other words, a time which is proper. Ma'u leis mitzo, what does leis mitzo mean? Leis mitzuyen shoyo, when the day becomes matzui. Well, what does the day become matzui? In the morning when the sun is rising. That's how you interpret this line if you interpret it that it's in the morning. Leis mitzuyo shalom, and the other day means when it's completed, lashon of yitziyah, when the sun is motzo yotzei, so mitzui meant something when sun is complete and going out. So that would be if you interpret this line as referring to dumdume echam at the end of the day. Period. Achui de imei de rabada, the brother of Ada's mother, have a mitzayah gusei de rav. He was the one who was in charge. He was in charge of Rav's frock. No, Rav had an overcoat which he put on for davening, with the two buttons in the back. He was a Rosh Hashiva. So his shamish would be in charge of it. But Soma Rava means on Yom Kippur. But the Mashbiach says it's obviously a typo. But Soma Rava is we're going to see tomorrow, later on. On Laman Afanav, there's another mice which takes place on Yom Kippur. This mice clearly did not. As we'll see, because Nilo is not taken into account. Okay, so he takes out the words of Bitsama Rabba. What did Rav tell the Shamish? Katich me shimsha bereish dikle, when you see the sun at the top of the palms, tiavli gulsi, give me my frock, the natzle, the mincha saw, so I could dive in mincha. What didn't he ask for? It's just a joke. What didn't he ask for? His hat. He didn't wear a hat. No, because he was like a talus type of garment, so it covered also his both his back and his hat, his head at the same time. Okay, says the Gemara. What? Says the Gemara. V'shimsha bereish dikle tamon. When the sun is at the head of the palm trees over there, it's daytime over here. Now this line is very cryptic, and the Pnei Moshe has a fascinating interpretation of this, which would turn all of Halacha on its head. So most Mefarshim don't know the Pnei Moshe. But the Pnei Moshe says is Yushami's asking a kasha. The Yushami had an implicit kasha from Rav. How could Rav daven when the sun is at the head of the trees in Bavel? That's a ray towards it. It's after Plaga Mincha. So the Yushami answers that by saying, when the sun is at the head of the palm trees in Bavel, it's Plaga Mincha time in Eretz Yisrael. Do you realize what that would do if we said that? That means you'd have to be mechavin all our tefillos based on Israel time. And Rav was looking to daven mincha at the time when in Israel it was Plaga Mincha. So the Mashbiach, not just Mashbiach, the Charedim here, everybody says that can't be. Can't be the pshat, because they don't address the Pnei Moshe specifically. But again, as I say, if you took the Pnei Moshe on it as being the pshat, it would turn all of Halacha on its head. We'd always have to make sure to live in a proximity to Eretz Yisrael where we could be mechavin our tefillos reasonably linked to Eretz Yisrael, and we never heard that anybody says such a thing. So rather, he says here, for instance, just to tell you what he says, the Mashbiach says, not the Mashbiach, it was this here, he says, I didn't say it, must not have seen it here. So yeah, the Charedim. The Charedim says, and the third line from the bottom of the Charedim, probably can't read it because it's far, far too small. But he says, Yishim Shabrei Shtigalmak Shashemesh Barosh Adekolim. Oh no, he also says the same thing. Whoops. Chaim does say the same thing. Who doesn't say the same thing?
But he goes on to say something else.
Yeah, he ends up not the way he begins. Says, but it's social brum shalom lamat. There, it's there, it's higher up. Lamanu da the mitzvah is palim dum. Oh, I see. Okay, no. So he's learning as a statement. Now remember, he's learning as a statement. He says the way the Haredim learns it, this is the way to read it. He's saying, despite the fact that in Eretz Yisrael, it's plaga mincha. At the time when Rav is davening at Im Dimdume Chama in Bavel, we learned that the mitzvah to be mispalo Im Dimdume Chama is relative to where you are. In other words, all these Amoraim, which we brought down from the time we started to speak about Dimdume Chama, they don't hold a plaga mincha. And they're trying to explain how we don't have to follow plaga mincha. So therefore, what the Gemara is saying here is that making a statement saying, despite don't think that we follow plaga mincha in Eretz Yisrael, no. We follow Dimdume Chama wherever you are. And that's what the Gemara is saying. Let me read that again. The Gemara says, again, the Shimsha Bereish Dikle Tamon, when the sun is at the head of the palm trees over there, it's only plaga mincha by us, but nonetheless, you're supposed to daven with dimdume chama wherever you are. So according to Bnei Moshe and the Charedim, the statement means exactly opposite things. According to Bnei Moshe, it means, why was Rav davening then? Hi, the sun was going down already, because it's plaga mincha in Eretz Yisrael. According to the Sefer Chaim, it means the exact opposite. Even though it's only plaga mincha now in Eretz Yisrael, Rav goes by where he is. And where Rav is now, it's dimdume chama. And this Gemara is trying to prove not that we daven with plag. Al contraire, this Gemara is coming to prove that we daven with dimdume chama. Okay? Says the Gemara, Om Rabbi, how do we know that in Eretz Yisrael it's plaga mincha when in Bavel it is dimdume chama? Because Rabbi Yochanan said, Ha Omer Litzula Charbi. He who says to the depths it is my sword. Zubadel Shizut Shalom. Bavel is at the bottom of the world. I don't know if they knew about the curvature of the earth or not. So, but it means that at this point, we can understand it either to refer to the curvature of the earth, that Bavel is low in Eretz Yisrael because of the curvature of the earth, or you can understand without that by saying that it's lower, Rabbi Yochanan understands that you have to climb from Bavel to get to Eretz Yisrael because it says that Bavel is a metzula, it's a depression, and therefore the sun goes up from there up to Eretz Yisrael, and that's when Eretz Yisrael, the sunset is later. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan said, Lavani Kroshma Tzula, why is it called Tzula? Why is Bava called Tzula? Shusham Tzolu Meisei Dor Mabu. Because there fell down all those people who died in the Mabu. Gambi Bavel Nipo Chalol Yisrael, how do we know that? Because it says, also in Bavel fell the casualties of Israel. Gam bebavel nafu chalei koretz, and also in Bavel fell the casualties of all the land. Who are the casualties of all the land? Those are the casualties of the Mabul. Ksiv, it says, No, I thought Rav Mabu was not Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara Menachos says the opinion that was not an Eretz Yisrael. Not Eretz Yisrael. Everywhere but Eretz Yisrael, right. So it says, Ksiv, it says, Vayim to be called Eretz Shinar. They found a valley in Shinar by Esh Mosham, and they sat there, and that's where they built Migdal Bavel. Why is it called Shinar? That's where the dead people from Dor Mabu were shaken down to. Another interpretation. Shinar means Shemesim B'Tashnuk. People who die in Babel, they die in affliction. Tashnuk is a fascinating word. I have no idea where it comes from, but it means they die in affliction. Bloner v'lomerchas. They don't have decent candles in Babel because they don't have olive oil. They only have sesame oil. Olives are indigenous to Eretz Yisrael, not to Babel. And they don't have decent bathhouses. I'm not sure why they don't have decent bathhouses. Maybe because they have so many rivers, they never bother building bathhouses. In any event, the Mashbiach says from here comes, cute, I don't think it's true, but it's cute. He says from this Gemara comes the Minog, that when a person dies, you do a tara on him, and you light candles by his body. Because since Rabbi Yochanan said, people die in Babel without baths and without candles, it means from this we derive that it must be when you die you're supposed to get a bath, that's the Torah, and a candle that's lighting the candles in the presence of the dead body. Okay, says the word Dabrach, another interpretation. Shinar means, bear in mind, these are the Usha, the Israelis denigrating the Babylonians. Shinar Shem Nor Min HaMitzvahs. They are shaken free of mitzvahs. They don't do any mitzvahs there. How so? Below Truma Lo Meisah, Lo Truma Smeisah in Babel. Dover Acher, no interpretation. Shinar Shin Shesarel Meisim Norim. Its officers die young. In other words, people have their lower life expectancy in Babel. Saddam Hussein was killing them all the time. Dover Acher Shinar. Shemidu Sone Ve'er. There stood up there an enemy and an opponent. Er is somebody who's Kore Aru, who complains about Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ve'ezeh, who is that? Nebuchadnezzar HaRosh. Let's just go a little bit further. Rav, now, here, Rav, we say Rav Krabi Yehuda. The Kapanei Moshe says that this means, like he said before, Rav really holds a Plaga Mincha. Rav Yehuda said in the Mishnah, Plaga Mincha. Rav also holds a Plaga Mincha. What was his Plaga? But which Plaga Mincha did he go by? The Plaga Mincha in Eretz Yisrael. And that's why he would daven with Dimdume Chama and Chutzlaret in order to go like the Plaga Mincha in Eretz Yisrael. Says the Gemara. That's one interpretation. That's the Bnei Moshe interpretation. How do we interpret it? Let me just check. Maybe the Mashbiach was here. That wasn't here either. So the Charedim says the Bnei Charedim says there is an Ikud Amri. In other words, there's those who say that not the Rav Davin Dimdume Chama like the Maisa we had before, but rather the Rav Taka Davin like Rabbi Yehuda before Plaga Mincha. And it makes sense that in Eretz Yisrael they would have two versions because Rav was in Bavel, so they weren't sure when he davened. Did he daven at the time of Plaga Mincha, which is this interpretation, or he davened with Dimdume Chama like we said before? Says more in Tavine Karabanon Leis Rabbi Yehuda Moide. The bottom line, however, is why would Rav do like Rabbi Yehuda? Because if you do like Rabbanon, you don't fulfill Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because if you daven like Rabbanon, you daven after Plaga Mincha. That's bad according to Rabbanon. But in Rabbanon, late Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't concede. In Tabinik Rabbi Yehuda, but if you do like Rabbi Yehuda, after Rabbanon Moide. If Rabbanon say he did it good. In other words, if you daven before Plaga Mincha, you're not doing anything against Rabbanon, and you're being Mekayim Rabbi Yehuda. So therefore, it's always advantageous to daven before Plaga Mincha, because then, manav shach. Rabbi Yehuda's not Rabbi Yehuda, you might say, and Rabbanon not upset at you for doing it. However, you daven after Plaga Mincha, then you lost Rabbi Yehuda. You still have Rabbanon to rely on, but you lost Rabbi Yehuda. So therefore, this interpretation would hold, this ikodamri would hold, that it's always better down before plaque, not with Dimdume Chama, in order to be yoytze the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, says more minayim or ne'ila. Till now we've talked about shachris mincha musaf. How do we know about ne'ila? Rabbi Lehi Rebbe said, gam ki kar tarbu tfila. It says, also if you daven a lot, I'm not going to listen to you. Mikan, from here we learned though, that normally, that was a klola, which Yishai gave, that's from the Haftorah for Shabbos Chazon. But normally it means, mikan shkola marba b'tfila nana. If you daven a lot, you get answered. Sefer had saying, when we want to be answered by Hashem, we daven a lot, we tack on an extra tfila, nila. Machlefa shita say the Rabbi Levi. This is the opposite of Rabbi Levi's normal shita. Taman we learned, oh, over there, Rabbi Abba, Braid Rab Puppy, and Rabbi Shur, the Sichlin said, B'shem Rabbi Levi, B'chol Etzev Yeh Moisar, with all, I forgot how to translate this pasuk. With all sadness will be extra, but that must mean something else. But that's not important right now. What's important is the end of the pasuk. The end of the pasuk says, "V'dvars v'saim achle machsor." The words of the lips are for a shortcoming. Rabbi Levi said, "Chana idesha reap so betfila." Chana, since she davened so much, kitzur yom of shoshmul, she made Shmuel live a shorter life. But there's such a 52, right? There's such a thing. There's such a thing as davening too much. Here, Rabbi Levi said, "Ani tainis, just daven as much as possible." But somewhere else, Rabbi Levi said, "Don't daven too much." How? Where do we see that? Shomra, she said, "The yeshiv shamar olam." She said to God, "Let him be in the Mishkan forever." But what's forever for a Levi? 50 years. The chesiv, as it says, when we ben chamishim shana yashim mitzvah avoda. At 50, Levi retires from working the Beis Hamikdash. So therefore, she said, let him be by in the Mishkan for 50 years. He got there when he was 2. How long did he live? 52 years. Va'avin le chamishim tati at 52 years. Am Rabbi Yosi Brei Bun Shtayim Shegmalasu Vik Shtayim Shegmal. It's actually a Zakasha. I didn't have 52. I'm Rabbi Yisubar Rabbi Bon, Shtayin Kul Shemaglatu. So 2 years till she weaned him, and then he had 50 years on top of that. Vikor Marachain, that's Rabbi Levi Shita over there, you shouldn't dive too long. And here she says you're supposed to dive in a long time. Here he says this, how do you reconcile Rabbi Levi? Says, where I Amra Kain, Li Yachi. If he said he shouldn't daven too long, that's for Yochid. But hey, Latzibor, you daven with Latzibor, they have much more schuyos, they can daven as much as they want, and that's why we daven shul, they should daven a long davening. At least on the tainus. Merchiv Hashem Rabbi Yochon, and Rabbi Shimon Klav Hashem Hashem Meir, for Yochid, Hirbasol, Ifnei, Lizbal, Ifnei Hashem, they said on the contrary. When Chana daven a lot before God, she was answered. We can't from who we see. She called Marba Bitfilo Nana. Anybody who davens a long davening is answered. So I guess there are different perspectives. And the truth is, Eilu Veilu Divrei Kim Chaim. Sometimes davening long is good. But sometimes if you daven long and you come across as being too demanding, so it's probably a kitrug against you. And sometimes it works against you as it worked against Chana and Shmuel.